We're having a conversation about being a citizen, being a proud contributing citizen of society. What does the South African citizenship mean to young people? This is a conversation that can, I mean, we mentioned earlier that when people figure things out, they tend to lose sight of the fact that those who are coming after them have not yet figured out the things that they've figured out. We assume that driving should be easy because, I mean, I figured it out. And I'm not the sharpest tool in the toolbox, right? These are things that we really need to not take for granted. Like, I would encourage you as a parent, have the conversation with your child. What does it mean to them for them to be a citizen? What does it mean to them for them to be a citizen of this country? So that's the conversation we're going to have right now with Erin and Vanessa. Am I getting there?
You are. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Don't worry about it. So that's the Erin. I'm sorry. I'm not giving you that name. That name.
I mean, you can be like Aaron. I don't know.
I mean, you chose to be Erin. Like two
oh,
syllables. I think I have the simplest name. Like, given is like...
Oh, that's a given.
It's a given.
You know what I mean? I used to be that guy in class when they say, given had 100 rand. I'd be like, yeah, given has 100 rand, y'all. Yeah, given the 100 rand. All right, cool. Basically, I wanted us to have a conversation around what your citizenship means and why. And I don't want you to talk... To talk pretty. If you feel like your citizenship doesn't mean much to you, or the concept of citizenship doesn't mean much to you, say it.
Yeah.
Right? Because we're having a conversation.
Oh,
we're hearing
my
different
word.
Perspectives. I mean, we have the audience listening to us. They can send us WhatsApps and voice notes and let us know why it is our view wrong. And there's many things we can talk about that we don't like. And should we not? My question, I suppose, is should we not always also appreciate the things that we should like?
Yeah.
And I also have to preface this by saying, this is a conversation. Yes, we're in South Africa, but we're having a conversation about connecting it to broader
Everyone,
Africa,
yes.
right?
Yeah.
And regardless of where you're tuning in from, what does it mean to you to be a citizen of your country? And perhaps as we continue uncovering what it means to be a South African and what does our citizenship come with, as we continue to sort of like probe at those details, we can then... maybe encourage you to go and dig up what privileges you have. Because, for example, I did not know that the South African passport, there are north of 90 countries you can go to without a visa.
Oh.
I didn't know that. And some countries in Europe, I think also in the UAE, in the UAE, and you could literally decide today, you're catching a flight, gone.
Did not know that.
Yeah, even quite recently, South Africa made a deal, not deal, an agreement with Ghana. Was it Ghana? Ghana, yes.
I'm gonna go
where
there.
You can wake up tomorrow and decide you want to go to Ghana today.
Sure.
It's literally, I think it got approved last year. Could be this year, could be wrong. But South African citizens can just get up in the morning and fly without needing a visa and vice versa. Ghanaians can also do the same. I know that Rwanda welcomes all African countries, which is how Europe functions.
Yeah.
So that's a huge benefit, right? A huge benefit. And also the South African ID is accepted in so many countries without hassle. Those who have the South... In fact, South Africa... Do you guys have passports?
Yes, I do.
Be honest.
I do. I should just go get a new one.
Oh, God.
You've had a passport for 10 years already?
Yeah, so when I was in grade
How
5...
How old are you, really?
I'm 20!
You've had a passport
5.
Since you were 10?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
girl,
awesome. That's awesome.
So I
No, that's
need to
awesome.
Go.
That means your parents are forward, hey?
Yes.
No. That's really, really awesome. That's awesome. So it's a very good question to ask because a lot of South Africans don't have passports. They don't plan to leave the country, even though there are just so many benefits to it. But let's talk about it. How do you guys feel about... being a contributing citizen. Let's start with Erin.
You know,
okay. Go ahead.
No, Vanessa, please go.
You know, when you mentioned, just be honest. I was like, oh, okay, I'm going to be real. I don't think, for most of my life, I never really thought about being, like, I never really took pride in a sense of, okay, I'm South African and I love being, I love the way I grew up. I love the people in the country, but I never really thought about it.
Mm.
And because I was so consumed with, I want to leave. Like, I'm telling you, literally my entire life, I still do want
to
leave.
But I want to go to Italy when people can pronounce my name.
Venezia.
Exactly. You know, I've always wanted to travel. I've always wanted to live outside of South Africa. And I do think at a certain point I did feel guilty for wanting that. But also, I think my perspective has changed over the past 2-3 years. I think I've learned to love South Africa. I've learned to love being South African, what that means. I can go around saying whatever. I can go around believing in God. I can, like, there's so many benefits of being South African and living in South Africa. So I think my intention to want to leave has changed and shifted. And there is more pride for me personally in being South African and being a citizen. Even though I would want to go wherever, I'm not quick to want to, like, immediately, like, okay, I don't want to be a citizen anymore. I want to take new citizenship in another country and call it a day. Do you get what I mean? Mm. So I think that has been where I have been. I don't know, Erin, how you feel about that one.
What's the question again? Just to be clear.
How do you feel about being a citizen? Or how do you feel about being a contributing citizen of your community, yeah, your society, okay, or South Africa as a whole?
Mm, I would say,
do you feel proud to be a South African? Do you feel...
I would say, like, there is an amount of... Actually, there's a copious amount of pride. Because, especially when we have stuff like rugby or the voting and stuff like that, where you really see people banding together and fighting for the good of our country, then I'm like, okay, let's go. But I would be lying if I say that, you know, sometimes I look around at my country and I'm like, guys, what are we doing? What's the vibe? What's the haps? Where are we going? And then I have to remind myself, Erin, the same country that won the World Cup is the same country that you go out to every single day. And you love the people. You love the cultures, the various amounts of people you get to meet. So I would say I have a lot of pride when it comes to my country. I think a big thing also is recognizing your rights and your responsibilities as a citizen is something that I have to do and that I'm, like, really working at. Especially now that we came out of the time of elections, I really had to, like, sharpen my knowledge on politics and people and how things work and why things work the way they work. So, yeah, I would say contributing-wise... Hey, girls and guys, I'm trying. But yeah, I think for you to contribute to your country starts by contributing to your community.
Yeah, I completely hear what you're saying. You know, I quite honestly, I've realized that people are lazy to look for reasons to be appreciative. Mm. And I say, you know, when God was leading the Israelites out of Egypt, one of the things that frustrated him, and he says it over and over and over again, was they complaining.
Mm.
Over and over again, Egypt was better than this.
Yeah.
You're feeding us manna. Look at this man. Go get a job, huh? I want some McDonald's or something. Mm. You know? So it's very, very important. My point being this, being, giving thanks or having a heart of thanksgiving, yeah, it takes effort.
Yeah.
Not being appreciative takes no effort.
Yeah.
You should Google this, Miss I Wanna Leave South Africa. You should actually search it. There. You can search for it in the computer as well. There's the keyboard there. They're written here. Look. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, so currently, there are numerous people who migrated outside of South Africa that are now moving back in.
Yeah.
So you can just Google how many expats, I think they're called, or just say people moving back to South Africa. Yes. One of the reasons is because we're very disconnected from the fact that the problems of other countries.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
We're very, very disconnected. Like in the West, a lot. You should Google how much a house would cost you as a South African in the West.
Yeah.
There are people earning, you know, it's like a lot of people who want to move to Cape Town because it's like the Europe of South Africa. And in Cape Town is amazing. It's great. Like, I've spent quite a lot of time there. But if you knew how much rent costs in Cape Town,
yeah,
for like a one bedroom in a city.
Hawa.
Yeah, no. Right. And it's not to speak ill of Cape Town. It's just to make the point that each and every one of us needs to make the effort of digging up reasons to be appreciative of the countries we're born in. Like, it, a person in South Africa can still afford land.
Yeah.
There are people in Nigeria.
And that's a privilege.
Exactly. There are people in Nigeria who go to the West, go to Canada, go to America, and they actually report struggling to. First of all, they say the food is not nice.
Yeah.
That's one thing they complain about. Secondly, they complain about not being able to afford property.
Mm.
How a nanny is an actual employee. With, well, employee, minimum wage there is not the same as here.
Yeah.
You have to pay your nanny a salary. They need to have to pay, be paying tax. You need to have, they need to have UIF.
Sure.
That's an actual employee. Yeah. So they take, it's not like here where you can go and negotiate in some situations. But we do have minimum wage and laws against a helper and a nanny. But that, my point being that, right, even though you will make more money, but you'll also be spending more money. There's a lot of, I'm not trying to say that we shouldn't appreciate those countries. There are many things to appreciate within those countries.
Mm.
Like Europe as a continent, it would be so nice if you could just travel within countries without having to, I mean, move goods within countries, sell to our neighbors and sell to other countries without import duties. Like, why must I pay to sell something to a Zimbabwean or to someone in Swaziland? It doesn't make sense. Let's just do business. You know what I mean?
Those chummies. What the
exactly,
heck?
Exactly. But there's so many things, guys, like for our passports, in fact, our voting system, people were able to vote in the Netherlands, in America.
Yeah.
Easy. There are some people, you leave the country, you don't vote.
Sure.
You just can't. There are our first of all, our passports are prioritized in December. In fact, I don't know if you know this. If you lose if you lose your ID, I've had this happen to me. I had to switch from my old green ID to the smart card. And they basically told me, no, we can't because we're prioritizing passports. So we'll do it for you, but you're probably going to collect sometime early next year.
Sure.
So it's December. We're prioritizing people who are leaving.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? We have some of the best tourism in the world.
Yeah.
In the world.
Hands down.
Bar none. Right? Yeah. So these are things to be very considerate of. I mean, you as a South African, and also like the things you were saying, there's the things you were saying. I mean, I think a lot of people would give me the answers that you were also saying, Aaron. The things like appreciating culture, diversity.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about citizenship. I'm not talking about, you know, I have a nice neighbor. you know, I love the food he cooks. It smells nice.
We love
it. Smells
you,
nice,
Johannes,
man.
When he bries.
You know what I mean? Johannes. The smell alone, you feel like you're part of the bride.
You're part of the family.
But there's a lot. There's a lot of. I mean, one thing that you mentioned, V, which I think is very, very important, being able to just walk around with your Bible.
Yeah.
That's something I think feel like we can park at.
That's actually so interesting because lately I've been very interested in like the persecuted churches around the world. And the other day I went to worship night at this cafe near my house. And I was like, Aaron, you are having a worship night at a cafe. In other parts of the world, you wouldn't be able to do this.
Exactly.
So to actually be like, Lord, I'm thankful and grateful that I can do this.
Sure. Yeah. Do you have something, V?
No. Well, okay, yes.
I'm making you rethink your life.
You're making me rethink my life.
Yeah.
But I do. I was fortunate, I think, enough. I've always been curious about like traveling and all of that stuff because my parents did that very early in their marriage and they lived in different countries, whatever, whatever. But I always ask them because they moved back right before I was born and I was like, girl, you could have stayed so I can have that passport from another country. Like, why did you leave? But they also used to tell me, like, just the little things that we tend to take for granted. Sorry, in South Africa, like the people, like being able to like talk to people, like in other countries in the West, you know, like nobody talks to anybody. We're just going to do what we're going to do. Don't ask me questions. Don't have a conversation. Like even that thing where. A lot of the times also in Pretoria, like everybody's greeting everybody.
Yeah.
Like we don't have to have a conversation. The food, you know, the culture food. Is different and some people are able to adapt to that. Right.
Mm.
But it's very difficult to go from like such a warm feeling environment to a very, okay, now this is a cold world, like a cold world.
Yeah.
And I've been even seeing even an increase of people in the West trying to move to South Africa.
Yes.
That also made me think like, what is so wrong? But it's because, I've taken in so much of the glamorous stuff of other places that recently I've been like, okay, I need to look into why people are moving and what do I need to appreciate about where I'm from, you know, and why do I need to be proud of being South African and having that citizenship, what that means to me. So I do, even though y'all are preaching to me, I do, I do know that it is something that I'm currently like, actually reevaluate.
You know what irritates me about these people who want to leave South Africa is that when they get that side, we win the World Cup, all of a sudden now they're wearing they're South African,
the whole
now.
Shirt, the belt on everything.
All this time you're like, me, I want to leave.
You left him here.
You left him here. He grew up here. He was produced by this country. You know what I mean? So it's a very, very layered conversation, a very layered topic, right? And it is one that we as young people, and I'm glad that we're having it, need to think about. Like, are you actually opening your eyes to the fact that not every country has a UIF? Are you opening your eyes to that? Like, not every country. I mean, there's so many things to complain about, but I want to dedicate this conversation to the good things, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Exactly. Like, there's so, so many things that I remember. Gosh, I actually, the older I get, the more I'm actually, it's unfortunate because the older you get, you're losing your youth, right?
Yeah.
No,
you're
given.
Spending. Youth credits aren't infinite.
I think they stop at 35.
And I hate to even say that the older I get, right? Mm. But it's unfortunate that a lot of us discover the benefits of being South African the older we get. Mm. The younger you are, you're not really, and it's also only discovered by those who are paying attention.
Yeah.
That you can do that as a South. Did you know that if you're a person in your family is a teacher, many universities within South Africa, if a person is not a teacher, a lecturer at a university, their spouse and their children study for free.
Yeah. At the university.
Exactly.
They work at. Yeah, yeah.
Sure. At the university work at. Yeah. Free.
So now I know who to marry.
Exactly. Like my point being that nobody talks about that when we're busy complaining about this and that. Nobody says, okay, guys, but let's appreciate this.
Yeah.
Right? Let's appreciate this about our country. Let's appreciate our passport. Let's appreciate. I mean, there's so many others. It's just that we'd spend too much time focusing on that list.
Yeah.
Sorry. I mean, like if I were to list all of the good things, it's really important for us to go and Google, why should I appreciate being South African?
Yeah.
You just Googled now people that are migrating. One thing that I would encourage the listeners to do, there's a lot of videos on YouTube right now people are making about people who are coming back to South Africa and why they're moving back. There's a lot of information on Stats SA. There's a lot of information online that you can read about why and compare. No, don't only compare the number of people leaving to the people coming. Compare those numbers to previous years. What did they look like? Why have the numbers increased? There's a lot of things that have been happening. I mean, the laws are one of the worst. Let me not say it. There's a country. I'm just going to say there's a country that even people that live there are like, this is the worst country to live in. And if I told you which country it is, you'd think I'm lying. You'd definitely think I'm lying because they've changed laws. certain words are illegal to use.
Ooh.
And that's very, in my opinion anyways, it's bordering much on fascism, right?
Yeah.
Freedom of speech is stifled. This thing of having an open poetry session and not fearing that you're going to get arrested,
yeah,
doesn't exist.
Mm. Sure.
Here it exists,
yeah,
right? And the average South African speaks at least three languages.
Yeah. Yeah.
Speaks or understands at least three languages.
Like, you won't catch, like, well, I haven't met a lot of people in our country who doesn't at least speak two, like, languages.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. If they'll either speak two and then the third one they'll understand.
Yeah.
But they won't respond to you in that language.
Yeah.
I literally have conversations with people speaking other languages while I'm speaking Zulu. And we're understanding each other. Mm. Perfect. Mm. I used to think generations was lying to us.
I used to be like, how do these people understand each other? But anyway.
Yeah. This is a norm in South Africa, yeah, in case you're wondering.
But even seeing, I'm just curious about, like, maybe Americans, people from the UK, why they, like, move to South Africa, right? The first option is, like, a lot of the times it's people of a certain demographic, obviously. But they mention how my first time in South Africa, the first time I saw a police van, it was immediate panic. Knowing that we could, as much as there is negatives to everything, but we can move and we could walk past the police officer. We can say hi. We can have a conversation.
Exactly.
Yeah. We don't understand how big
exactly
that is.
Exactly.
Living in a constant state of fear in a country that you're living in, that you're not even an immigrant. You're literally a citizen.
Exactly.
Living in fear 24/7 that if I go outside, I don't know what. If I'm staying even in my own house, I don't know what could happen to me. So I do think there is so much we could be really grateful for.
We're out of time now, so I'm going to be quick in closing, and then we're just going to close off with the last song. So I want to close off with a banger. Can you search here for King D Music? One word, King D Music. Here's the keyboard here. One thing I want to close off with is, Ghana, what were you talking about right now? Oh, yes. The other day I was driving to work and I got stopped by a traffic cop, and he said to me, So she stops me, she checks my car, she goes back at the back and finds that my reverse lights aren't working.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm going to have to give you a ticket for that. I'm like, okay, that's fine. Yeah. So she goes to her car and takes a bit of a while. I didn't mind the ticket. Mm. She goes and takes a while before. I mean, I didn't even know. I mean, who knows their reverse lights aren't working? Who checks their reverse lights, right?
Yeah.
So she takes a long time. And then when she comes back, this is an officer of the law, right? This is someone who can, if I were misbehaving, she has the right to arrest me and confiscate my vehicle. And I'll find it at the police station.
Wow.
She comes back and she says to me, "You waited very long for me. I'm very sorry. You didn't deserve that."
Yep.
And she hands me my ticket and I thank her and we part ways.
Wow.
Like that, I mean, I've had very few incidences where I'd say, "Oh, I hated this experience." Even those who've asked me for bribe, it wasn't, I could tell, you know, you can just tell Luguti if you just, do you know that South African police, true story, I've seen it happen many times.
Mm.
If you tell them you're a pastor or you're a woman of God, usually they'll let you go.
Yeah, true. Absolutely.
Because the Lord is with us.
They have a conscience.
Yes.
A lot of them will let you go.
Because we're on our way to church, especially if it's on a Sunday and they stop us.
Yeah.
They're like, "We're on our way to church." And then the pastor's like, "Okay, have a great service." And we're just on our way. So, I mean,
Yeah, I completely understand you.
Just hit them so with that's, it, I'll pray for
those
you.
Are things that we, I mean, for those who, I know there's many, those who are planning to leave the country, write us back, write us letters.
Please.
Send us, DM us and let us know the things that you desperately miss and you never thought that you could have missed, so that we can continue to appreciate this country. And one last thing I'm going to say is, as children of God, we need to have a contributing back home mentality. I would like to leave South Africa for at least 3 years, but even in those 3 years, I want to have a mentality of whatever money I make outside of the country needs to somehow come back to building a community here at home.